Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Epic Entertainment Roundup. You are listening to WDOT Port Washington. I hope you had an amazing start to your week. On today's show, we will be chatting with Nick Cassano, forward on the University of Miami Hurricanes basketball team. Please welcome Mr. Cassano onto the show. Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you for having me, my man.
Of course. Could you tell me a little about yourself?
Yeah, so I'm a freshman right now at Miami. I walked onto the basketball team over the summer. I'm originally from Naples, Florida. I was born in Cleveland, Ohio, and then I've pretty much lived in Florida my whole life, so kind of a Florida boy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I guess outside that, I've just been kind of enjoying Miami, you know? Mm-hmm. Enjoying and everything that's come with it. So mm-hmm. I'm just enjoying life right now.
When did you start playing basketball?
So I started playing when I was about 8 years old. I used to play just kind of in like, you know, rec leagues, you know, stuff like that. And I just kind of fell in love with it from a young age. So I used to play basketball and baseball, actually. And then I'd say by the time I was about 11 is when I really just started focusing on basketball. And played through middle school, high school, and, you know, got to where I am now. So no complaint.
Did you have any mentors throughout your high school and middle school career?
Yeah, so I wouldn't say so much middle school. I'd say it was more so high school. So one of the guys that I give a lot of credit to kind of help me get to where I am now is Mark Matthews. He's the guy that I trained with from about my, I'd say like the end of my freshman year. Sorry, is it a little loud in the background?
It's okay.
All right, my fault. I trained with him from about the end of my freshman year all the way throughout high school. Mark was an All-American at Division II school, Nova Southeastern. And he just, he gave me a lot of good advice on not only basketball, but kind of how to grow as a man. And, you know, kind of the next stage in life that I'd be embarking on. So I'd say he's probably the biggest mentor I'd give credit to. Then obviously I'd say my dad, because my dad laid the foundation for me, kind of got me into sports from a young age. And he's the guy I look up to. So if I had to say two, it's definitely those two.
So you said at age 11 you really started getting into basketball. Do you remember how long you were practicing throughout that time, that period, and how long you practiced during high school and middle school?
Yeah, I'd say middle school, when I was about 11, that's when I started to play travel basketball. So for me, it was like, you got middle school practice and then travel practice. So it wasn't like an everyday thing, but there'd be some days where you go straight from middle school right to travel, stuff like that. And then I started working with the trainer around seventh grade. So I'd have sessions with him. On average, I'd say it didn't really ramp up until high school. Like middle school, you're only going maybe an hour, 2 hours where I'm from. So kind of built the foundation when I was younger. And then once I got to high school, that's when the training really started to get more serious, where you got high school practice every day. And then weekends, it's straight to the lab with Mark. So I'd say my regimen probably was like 2 hour practice a day, maybe some extra shots after. And then weekends, you take one day off, maybe Sunday, but I'm going about 6 days a week. And then once you start lifting too, it's probably about, I'd say, 3-4 hours a day in the gym for me when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm. When did you realize you wanted to play basketball in college?
Man, that's been something I've wanted to do since I was young. I'd say I always had dreams of playing for a big school, you know, kind of like every kid does, I feel like. Mm-hmm. I'd say that kind of started when I was 9, but it took me until I was about, like, I'd say 15 years old before I realized this is something I really wanted to do. Because what a lot of people don't realize is it's a big time commitment. And you've got to put a lot of work into it. Mm. You get out what you put in. And so I feel like once I got to that age where it was time to think about college and that next step in life, that's when I really realized this is what I want, you know? So. Mm.
How did you end up playing for University of Miami?
So it's kind of a crazy story, actually. So, my senior year, I had a lot of interest, mainly from Division II, some low level Division I schools. But I guess for me, it's just not something I really wanted to do. I decided to make a choice that I wanted to go to Miami because it fit me academically. So that's kind of the decision I ended up making after my senior year. So kind of fast forward after I made that decision, which if I had to put a date on, it was probably about a year ago. I just figured I might as well try to walk on because, you know, basketball has pretty much been my life, my whole life. So I just did what I could, tried to reach out as much as I could, made some connections, and then I got some help from some coaches, actually, from some schools that recruited me at lower levels. They kind of vouched on my behalf. And then, I guess, to fast forward a little bit, I started talking to Jeff Dyer, who's our director of basketball operations, about June. And then shortly after, I got in contact with Coach L and came in to visit. And they ended up offering me a walk-on spot around June. So they offered me the spot, so I needed to be there like mid to late June, like June 20th or so. And got on campus, and here we are now. So,
how did it feel like when you made the team?
It's exhilarating. I can't lie, you know? Like, this is, for me, it's something I dreamed of doing since I was a little kid. Like, it was always, I'd say ever since I was third, fourth grade, you know, you always picture yourself in the big arenas and kind of repping the big schools that you watch on TV. So for me to kind of make that dream come true, it was big for me, I can't lie. And I'm super grateful for it every single day.
Do you remember how it felt the first time you stepped on the court in front of a large crowd of people and started playing for the team?
Yeah, it's, you know, there's some nerves, obviously, because it's something new, as I feel like that's kind of how I felt with every level. Once you move up, you know, there's always a little bit of nerves because you got to adjust to kind of the new feel because every level is different. So when I stepped on the floor for the first time, man, it was kind of that like wow moment, you know, where everything you have done and all the work you've kind of put in, it's like you kind of start to feel like it's paying off for you. And in that moment, I just can't really describe the emotions all over the place.
A few weeks ago, I went to see the University of Miami game at Boston College, and I noticed that there were a lot of hecklers. How do you actually deal with that when you're playing on the court, or if you've experienced it before?
Yeah, I mean, especially at this level, everybody's got something to say. So the best thing I can say about that, I guess, is just you got to tune it out. Like, you get to that point, I feel like, where once you've been doing it long enough, it's all just white noise. And everybody's got an opinion, like I said. So people are just going to say stuff for the sake of saying stuff. So as long as you can stay locked in, just play your game, you know, focus on the things that matter, help the team win, then that's all you got to do. You know, all that noise doesn't really affect me too much. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a memorable experience from your time playing basketball?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah, sure. Do you have any memorable experiences from your times playing basketball?
Yeah, I do, actually. So I'd say probably my most memorable basketball moment came my senior year of high school. We were in the district championship. Because the way it works in Florida is, you know, districts, then you win your district, you move on to regionals, and then so on and so forth. You kind of just play for their first state title. So the team that was number one in our district, we had lost to twice, and we had blown a fourth quarter lead both times. So it was kind of like, you know, it was a pretty big game for me going into it. I felt like I was kind of locked in from the minute we jumped the ball. kind of in a steady rhythm the whole game. And I ended up hitting a game winner with about 3 seconds to go and finished the game with 44. So that was, I'd say that was probably the most memorable moment I had in all my time playing basketball, because, you know, that's what you live for. Mm-hmm. Playing for a championship, and then that big performance and clutch down the stretch, you know, mm-hmm. nothing like it.
I know this is a pretty wide question, but how would you define success in basketball as a player?
How would I define success?
Yeah.
For me personally, I think it's a very important message that a lot of players need to hear, and especially once you get to college, it's the most true thing you'll hear. Success is defined, I feel like, by how well you can play your role and how well you can contribute to helping the team win. And I think there's a misconception a lot of times that you got to put up stats or you got to go score the ball or do that, when in reality, once you get to somewhere like here, everybody can score. Everybody can make plays. So you gotta figure out what you're good at, and you have to figure out the ways where you can maximize the value that you bring. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is everybody plays a role and everybody's valuable, but you have to figure out how you can be the best at what you do. And I think the best players that you see, or the most effective players, and the ones that are pivotal to success, are the ones that master their role. So it might sound cliche, but it's really true.
Mm-hmm. How does your relationships with the coaches and teammates on your team shape your career highlights?
Can you repeat that one more time?
Yeah, sure. How have your relationships with coaches and teammates shaped your career?
It's been helpful for me. I can't lie. I'd say the coaches, just them having that faith in me to kind of bring me into the fold, bring me into the program, was huge for me, because this is something I've wanted to do for my whole life, you know? So the fact that they had that confidence in me to come represent the university, come put on the jersey every day, you know, that's big for my confidence. Mm-hmm. So I'd say I'm grateful for the coaches for that. As far as the team goes, you know, when you're around these guys as much as I am, they become your best friends. And I'm just thankful that I've been a part of everything I've been a part of with this team, because I got to go to France and, you know, the road trips that we've had this year. You build those relationships and you learn to build that brotherhood. And I'd say a lot of these guys are going to be lifelong friends for me. So I'm just, you know, I'm grateful that I was given the opportunity I was, and I'm grateful that I'm here with this group of guys, because, you know, I wouldn't want it any other way, honestly.
Yeah. Is it ever stressful being a basketball player?
Of course. I feel like there's always some kind of pressure, I feel like, once you get to somewhere like this. But I think a big thing is learning how to manage it and learning how to, what's the term I'm looking for? I'd say learning how to perform under the pressure. And I think that was a big thing that I learned in high school, but especially in college now, everybody has their ways where, whether it's talking to a sports psychologist or any other methods they have to kind of cope with that pressure, because it is existent at the end of the day. But I think the best players you see are the ones that know how to deal with it, and the ones that have methods in place that help them deal with it. So me personally, I'm a big believer in sports psychology, because I think the mental side of the game is very important. Coach L says it all the time. Mental is the physical, as four is the one. The mental side of the game is 80% of the game. So I feel like if you can figure that part out, then the rest of it just kind of comes naturally.
Mm-hmm. And how have you learned to balance your school life and your professional life in basketball?
It's tough, honestly, because we're on the road a lot, so, you know, I gotta manage my relationships with professors and make sure I'm caught up on all my work. I'd say you got to just manage your time effectively. Like for me, it's getting a rhythm, kind of creating a schedule and then sticking to it. You got to, I guess, kind of mess around with it a little bit until you find something that works. But once you find something that works, you got to make sure you maximize your time effectively because you only have so much time. And especially with all the time we're in the gym, combined with class, you got to make sure that you're using it to the best of your ability because if you waste time, you know, next thing you know, you're failing class and then you got to go talk to academic compliance and that's not fun. So for me, I just kind of found a routine and I stuck to it.
And if you wanted to share any lessons that you've learned from past failures while playing the sport, what would you say?
Probably the biggest lesson I think I've learned in all my years playing basketball is confidence is crucial. I think it's, you know, obviously everyone wants to win every single time you go out there, but I think it's that acceptance that you're not always going to win, but having unwavering confidence in your abilities and in what you know you can bring, regardless of what the outcome is. Mm-hmm. Like, my senior year, my team started 2-7, and, you know, we could have easily folded and said, it's just not our year, and, you know, could have made excuses for why we were having the issues we were, but instead we kind of went out and fixed those issues, and then we ended up winning the district championship, going to the regional playoffs, and all that. So I'd say confidence is probably the most important thing you can have, not only as a basketball player, but I think it applies to life too, and a lot of the things you do there. So long as you kind of get your mental right and you have that confidence in yourself, then you can really do anything you want to.
If you had any final statements for my listeners about your time in basketball, and if someone wants to really go into basketball, what would you say?
It's a blessing for me, honestly, to be where I'm at, because I know it might sound kind of like I said, a little cliche, but I never really thought I'd be at the point I'm at now. But it's a grind. And I think a lot of people can say that and echo it almost a little bit, but you don't really understand kind of how big of a grind it is until you're really in it. And I feel like at the end of the day, the ones who put in the most work, the ones who stay disciplined, the ones who kind of stick to it and are driven and, you know, kind of play their role well, all that good stuff, the ones that check the most boxes are the ones that end up making it. So I'd say make sure you maximize each day, maximize all the opportunity you get, and you'll be successful. That's kind of, I think, what I have to say about that.
Well, Mr. Cassano, I want to thank you so much for appearing on my show today.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me, my man. Thank you.
And as always, this has been your host of the Epic Entertainment Roundup, saying until next time, go Canes!